Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Advait Energy Transition Limited Q3 FY26 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. I now hand the conference over to the EY team for the cautionary statement. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm pleased to welcome you all to Advait Energy Transition Limited earnings conference call to discuss the Q3 nine-month financial results 2026. Today, from the management side, we have with us Mr. Shalin Shaikh, Founder MD, Mr. Vatsal Kundalia, MD, Advait Green Energy, Mr. Narayan Singh, the CFO, and Mr. Priyank Shah, the Head of Corporate IR and Corporate Affairs. Please note a copy of disclosure is available in the investor section of the website as well as stock exchange. Anything said on this call which reflects the outlook for the future or which can be construed as a forward-looking statement must be reviewed in conjunction with the risk that the company faces. Now, I shall hand over the call to Mr. Shalin Shaikh for his opening remarks. Over to you, sir. Thank you.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us on Advait Energy Transition Limited's earnings conference call to discuss our business and financial performance for the quarter and nine-month ended financial year 2026. We would like also to express our sincere gratitude to our investors and shareholders for their continued trust and support. During the year, we have achieved a significant milestone with the listing of our company on NSE Main Board on 20th January 2026. We are now listed and tradable on both BSE and NSE Main Boards, making an important step in our growth journey. The first nine months of financial year 2026 have been particularly strong for the company. Our order book has maintained 1,000 crores milestone, reflecting robust execution capabilities and sustained business momentum. The order book has grown by 132% over year-on-year, with approximately 84% contribution by the Power Transmission Solutions Division and 16% by New and Renewable Energy Division. This provides strong visibility and confidence in our continued growth trajectory. It is supported by healthy order inflow in the pipeline. For the financial year 2026 nine-month, we reported consolidated revenue of 486 crores, registering a growth of 138% year-on-year. EBITDA stood at 55 crores, up to 74% year-on-year, and EBITDA margins at 11%. Profit after tax was about 35 crores, reflecting 80% year-on-year growth, with PAT margins at 7%. These numbers demonstrate our focus on disciplined execution and sustainable profitability. Looking ahead, we remain confident on delivering approximately 40%-45% revenue growth in 2026. Our diversified order book over 1,000 crores, along with a strong tender pipeline of a similar size and particularly driven by PTS Division, provides a healthy growth visibility. Our strategy prioritizes profitable growth over pure revenue expansion. We are continuously improving our order section, focusing on the right mix of business or products and enhanced margins and overall return. From a segment perspective, the DISCOM EPC business continues to be a key growth driver, continuing about 46% revenue growth for the nine-month year 2026. We are also witnessing strong traction in ERS and strategic tools business within the PTS Division, as well as a very steady growth is coming from solar EPC and NRE Division. And particularly, we are also looking forward for the strong growth coming from our BSS Division. Operationally, we executed 59 crores of ACS and OPW supply and installation work and supplied transmission tools worth about 52.8 crores during financial year 2026. Several critical EPC projects have been completed without delays, and in many cases, we have completed before schedule. Our foray into DISCOM EPC and solar EPC projects has been executed with a calibrated approach, starting with smaller projects to build the pre-qualification credentials. We have delivered these projects successfully, strengthening our execution track record. With a strong order book, improving margin, expanding capabilities across both conventional and renewable business, we are confident of sustained growth and momentum in coming quarters. To further accelerate our growth trajectory and align with our Advait 2030 vision, we are setting up a gigafactory complex for the new and renewable energy division. Along with capacity expansion for the new product additions for PTS division and 10 location on a 6-lane road, Ahmedabad-Dholera Expressway. This strategic capacity is expected to drive the company's future business and financial growth. The facility is targeted to be make fully commercialized and operationalized by the mid of 2028. With this, I would like to now hand over the call to Mr. Narayan Singh, our CFO for the PTS division, to share the financial performance of the company.
Thank you, Salim sir. Good afternoon, everyone, and a warm welcome to the Advait Energy Transitions Limited Q3 and 9 months FY26 earnings conference call. It is a pleasure to connect with you and present our financial performance for the quarter and 9 months ended FY26. I am pleased to share that we have delivered yet another strong quarter, continuing our consistency growth trajectory. Our financial performance remains robust and healthy, aligned with the company's long-term vision and a positive momentum in the sector. Now, let me give you the key highlights of our AEL standalone and consolidated. Standalone financial performance. In Q3 FY26, revenue from operations increased by 32% YOY to ₹124.6 and well-diversified order book. In Q3 FY26, EBITDA increased by 40% YOY to ₹21.10 crores from ₹15.06 crore in Q3 FY25. EBITDA margin stood at 16.92% in Q3 FY26. In Q3 FY26, PAT increased by 20% YOY to ₹12.51 crores from ₹10.39 crores in Q3 FY25. PAT margin stood at 10.03% in Q3 FY26. Let me start with the AEL consolidated financial performance. In Q3 FY26, revenue from operation increased by 114% YOY to ₹211 crore from ₹98.41 crore in Q3 FY25. In Q3 FY26, EBITDA increased by 58% YOY to ₹24.16 crore from ₹15.25 crore in Q3 FY25. EBITDA margin stood at 11.45% in Q3 FY26. In Q3 FY26, PAT increased by 78% YOY to ₹17.39 crore from ₹9.79 crore in Q3 FY25. PAT margin stood at 8.24% in Q3 FY26. This concludes with the update on the company's financial highlights. We remain confident of sustainability of this growth momentum in the coming quarters, reflecting our strong overall performance and year-on-year growth strategy. I shall now request to moderator to open the floor for question and answer session.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking questions. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. To ask questions, please press star and one. The first question is from Shashank Jha from SB Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Hello?
Yes, we can listen, you will.
Yeah. So sir, my question is regarding new RE division. So first of all, how is order build-up happening? I can see you are getting lot of order from transmission division, but no big order coming in new RE division recently. You secured around 300 crore in transmission, but none of this were from RE division. So how is the pipeline looking there?
Thank you for the question, Shashank bhai. Yes, as you have mentioned rightly, that we have been building the major orders in the PTS division, wherein in last 2 years, we focused on creating the qualifications for the various segments in our RE division, and we are expecting the similar flow of the order is coming into this division in the quarter Q4 for the year and the Q1 for the next year. We are very selective with the orders, and that is making us to make the right quality of the order book. So what we can mention to you, that you'll be finding the similar kind of orders coming into RE division too. And as a company, we have been maintaining our growth.
Okay, got it. Sir, one question is regarding this KPI grill. So KPI grill itself has an EPC part. So when they are giving an order to you, so is it EPC work or is it balance of plant kind of work?
We are getting both the orders, EPC and balance of plant both. Like recently, we took the order from Adani. Adani order is balance of work. It was not on EPC, except solar panel, everything we are doing.
Okay.
And so I think we'll be able to complete Adani order also in the month of March, which will be a very significant milestone. So
okay.
Rather, we are getting.
There will be two.
Yes, please.
So there will be then a big uplift for Team Q4, right, sir?
Yes. So getting the complete EPC orders needs your qualification in terms of EPC qualification and revenue. We are meeting all the revenue qualification. It's a matter of time that how we are able to get the complete EPC for the solar, complete EPC for the BESS, or the combined EPC for both. It's a matter of time.
Okay, got it. Thank you. And sir, one thing is regarding the electrolyzer. So you told like in FY 27, Q3 or Q4, electrolyzer 300 megawatt will be active. So how is it going? Is it going as per plan?
Yeah. Thank you for this question too. As a company, we have decided to watch the market carefully, taking the right opportunity at right time so that we maintain company's growth and profitability also. Considering this vision, we are putting up our first 30 megawatt electrolyzer assembly and manufacturing unit to be ready by 15th of March this year in Ahmedabad. We are also actively going ahead for the first expansion towards our drive of 300 megawatt. For that, the land procurement has already been done, and we'll be among the only company to complete the two projects on supply and EPC for the green hydrogen, which is a 1 megawatt and 300 kilowatt. So we have also inked several MOUs with the global players in this segment. And very importantly, we have completed two models technology transfer for the same.
Okay. Sir, एक और सवाल था जैसे आप लोग electrolyzer बनाओगे component यहाँ पे तो आपका जो Adani green sorry Advait green वाला जो part है वो ये component खुद भी खरीद सकती है ना green hydrogen बनाने के लिए?
Our focus as a company is always to look at the EPC and then going backward integration to manufacture the products.
Okay.
So we are completely aligned to the focus. That's the reason we have been in process to make the part and then fully electrolyzers time ahead.
Okay. And sir, one last question. So what can be the revenue expectation from 1 megawatt electrolyzer? And sir, fuel cell का भी थोड़ा बता दीजिएगा.
So 1 megawatt, I think you should not take as on the numbers on megawatt, because when you talk about 1 megawatt, 5 megawatt, 10 megawatt, 20 megawatt, with a different project, different things will come, because it's all about economy of scale. So broadly, I can tell you those numbers can be anywhere between 3.5 to 5, 6 crores on the electrolyzer part. And then there are many other allied accessories and assemblies like compressors, piping, cooling, that will add extra revenue.
Come again with the number, sir. I missed that.
The numbers can be anywhere between 3.5, 4 crores to 6 crores per megawatt, based on the economy of scale and size of the project. And then it will further add about the other products like compressors, piping, chilling plants, and cooling towers, etc. So those things depend on project to project. But these are core electrolyzer numbers I've given to you.
Okay. Sir, one more last question. Is it regarding how much your stake is in Advait Green, sir? I got like 69% something, am I right?
Yeah, it's about 69-70% stake in Advait Green. Yes.
Okay, great sir. Thank you for answering my question, sir. All
thank you so much for asking the question, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to participants that you may press star and one to join the question queue. The next question is from Suvankar Malik from Sangai Family Office. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for this opportunity. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. We can hear you.
Yes, yes. So this is, I'm covering Advait for the first time. So can you give me and like a overview of this company, all the segment, how the segment works, and like a EBITDA margin, the revenue growth, in a brief, not in detail. This is my first question.
Subhagadi, thank you. Can you please once again repeat the name of the family office?
Shanghai Family Office.
Oh, very unique. Chinese?
No, Indian. Best of program.
Oh, thank you so much. See, we have got a lot of investors are sitting, so I'd like to complete the my explanation about the company's operation in short. So broadly, our company developed its operation from identifying the unique products. Those are rarely manufactured or being manufactured or are imported. And we have been planned to take up those projects under Make in India or Atmanirbhar schemes and put on our manufacturing program, which we have been doing regularly. So we build up the PTS division accordingly, and presently we manufacture ACS, OPW, ERS, and then high tension, low tension conductors. And we are also developing two more products now, which are purely imported. So this is first is the manufacturing, and then we also provide the EPC services of the same product being used for the various products. So we are having EPC and manufacturing division under working in the power transmission solutions. And as we have mentioned in our formal speech, we are also putting an integrated facility for further growth of this division. We also have the second division called NRE, New and Renewable, under which we have been working with the BESS as a manufacturing and also EPC and also working as a developer. This is one part. And we have got a PLI of 450 crore rupees for the manufacturing of electrolyzer, for which, as I said in earlier answer, that we have been looking forward to go in this segment time to time. And we also have the technology transfer with one of the European leading companies for development and manufacturing of the fuel cell. Probably we'll be among the top two or three companies in India when the fuel cell drive will come in India. And we are also doing the EPC of the solar, that is NRE division. So broadly, I told you how do we operate. And both divisions are having the total separate business head, separate SBU head, and all are working separately as a separate company.
Oh, understood.
Thank you so much.
So my next question is, so if I look at Q2 presentation,
Mrs. Subhankar, I'm really sorry to interrupt, but there's a lot of background noise at your end. Request you to maybe move to a quieter area.
Now is this okay?
Yes, please go ahead. Thank you.
Yeah. If I look at your Q2 presentation, in that presentation, the order book was 1070 crore and the new business was 24% of the order book. So in Q3, the order book is 1048 crore. And the new business, that is 16% of the order book, right? So I can see, is there any solar related order the companies, it's a very less, right? So what is going on in the sector? Is there any slowdown in the sector? What is going on?
Our business head for the NRE division, Mr. Vatsal Kundalia, he will take up the question.
Yes. Hello, sir. Thank you for the question. And the thing is that, as even repeated in the last question, we are in a capacity and capability building zone when it comes to specifically solar projects. When we talk about solar as a business, financial side, then the top line is very high in solar businesses. But at the same time, currently there are not very lucrative orders in the market where a company like us can be working at a desired margin. And of course, as again, we have in this quarter itself, we have charged 30 megawatt, which is our first solar project in Khavda. And even in the 100 megawatt Adani project, we have charged one block of it, which is of 12.5 megawatts. And we are due to complete it by March end. And we'll be seeing some good opportunities visible in the quarter four and quarter before quarter first of the next upcoming financial year.
Okay. I'll get back in the queue.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Akhilesh Rawat from Ridanta Vision. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes, we're audible.
Hi. So, so my first question is, if I compare revenue, our EBITDA margin from for some past quarters, so like there isn't much growth in the EBITDA margin front. So, are we going to see any improvement going forward? And like, what is our margin target for FY26 and 27?
Thank you for the question. See, this was the quarter three. Normally, this quarter three is predominant with the weather and monsoon also. So, overall, on year-on-year, because we should not look at the business on a fragmented basis. We should look at the business on year-on-year basis. So, we are hopeful for having the similar numbers by end of the year.
Okay. So, if you could quantify like a bit, you know, like at what target you you want to end the FY26?
Quantifying the target will not be suitable in this forum. If you want to ask such questions, our CFO and business head can definitely take up. But what I just tried to mention, that overall numbers will be in line with our track record.
Okay, sure, sir. So my second question is, so sir, going forward, do we have any plan to like servicing our, you know, like we are currently into EPC projects, right? So we made an EPC project. So like going forward, do we have any plan to like service those projects which we have done? So like we can get you know, a recurring revenue stream. So do we have any such kind of you know, future like outlooks?
See, we have to look at how we are getting and bringing the value to the business. So EPC is a kind of value bringing business to us. We are also working as a developer, as you might be aware that we have won several projects on BSS, wherein we also need to maintain our projects. So we are bringing value wherever it comes in terms of O&M and services. But we also have the partners who are helping us for taking up our O&M projects for electrolyzers, for solar, and for BSS. So we will take such projects wherever we are able to add the value in the company. Thank you.
Yeah, sir. Sir, I have few more questions. So, sir, my next question is, so in this presentation, as we have mentioned that we have got our largest EPC order of 216 crores from PGVCL. So like when are we, so what kind of revenue visibility, like in which quarter are we going to see some revenue coming from it?
The revenue will start coming from the Q4 and it will be completely by next year.
Okay, sir. And my one last question, sir. Sir, what is our ERS segment revenue in this quarter?
You are asking the Q3 or Q4?
Yeah, sir, Q3.
For ERS, you know that we have received the biggest orders in these quarters. And our revenue for these biggest orders will start from the Q4 of this year. It will be continued for about 4 to 6 quarters for the coming year. For the current orders, what you receive.
Okay, sir. So that means we don't have any revenue in this quarter.
of
Q3? Yeah. For DRS, last quarter, we don't have revenue because last quarter was a very significant milestone for us for completion of the earlier ERS project installation and commissioning. And I think this was the first ERS indigenously developed, manufactured, supplied, and commissioned in India. So by that way, it was the most important quarter for completion and order booking, but revenue-wise, no.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you for answering my question, sir.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from Tanmay Zaveri from Fintrust Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi, sir. Good afternoon. Firstly, congratulations on good set of numbers. So my question was regarding the order books. Out of the current order books that we have, how much percentage of the order book would be to be executed in less than 6 months period?
Tanmay, thank you for the question. From our current order book, we hope that about 75% order should be completed by next year.
In next 6 months or next financial year?
This is over and above the new orders to be received and to be completed during the year.
Right. Sir, just then, you said 75% in next financial year. Am I right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And sir, in the previous conference, you had mentioned that by the month of Jan, we'll complete two things. First was 10 megavolt capacity for electrolyzers and PTS manufacturing. So, right now in the conversation,
I'm sorry to interrupt. Tanmay, I'm sorry to interrupt, but your voice is not very clear. If you're on a hands-free, request you to use the handset.
Am I audible now?
Yes, much better. Please go ahead. Thank you.
In the previous phone call, you had mentioned that we'll be having a capacity of 10 megawatts of electrolyzers by Jan, and PTS manufacturing would be completed by Q3 FY26. So, just wanted update on that.
I would request Mr. Chaitanya, the head of the GS2 division, would take up this question.
Hello. Thank you so much, Harin sir, and thank you so much, sir. So the plan is for the electrolyzer manufacturing in the first phase of 30 megawatt will be completed in the March 15th of this year. And the next phase of the 300 megawatt, in the first phase, will be completed end of this financial year. And the next phase will be the next year. This is the plan for electrolyzer manufacturing, which includes indigenous manufacturing of, we will call it as Make in India of 95% indigenous product.
Okay, yeah, thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Nitin Gandhi from InnoQuest Advisors. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much for taking my question. Continuing this question, phase electrolyzer and 30 megawatt phase 1 and phase 2, what will be the capex and what's likely asset turnover at a peak potential?
Thank you for the question. I think Priyank Bhai, who is taking care of the capex of the company, he will be taking up the question.
Thank you so much for your question. So, overall capex plan for the electrolyzer factory for the current and next two financial year would be close to 200 crore. And we would like to complete the first phase by end of this March 2026. And we are expecting once our full-fledged capacity will be up, likely to be commissionized by end of the March 27, then our full-fledged revenue will be reflecting in FY28. We are expecting the revenue from first full financial year is roughly anything between 200 to 300 crores steadily adding up, considering the market demand and upcoming time ahead potential from the inquiries coming from the sector.
So out of 450 crore for electrolyzer, 200 crore will get commissioned by March 27 and which will result in a turnover of 1 to 1.5. Can you share for balance 250 crore what will happen and when?
Sorry?
Electrolyzer, for electrolyzer total capex plan is 450 crore, right?
No, not exactly 450. In first phase, we are likely to complete 300 megawatt plan is there. By end of next financial year, we would like to spend capex of rupees 200 crore in setting up this factory and making it full-fledged operation. Rest of the capex we will incur in next to next financial year.
Okay. Can you share something more on a Sanand also now? Capex side? What is the capex and what is the asset turnover likely to be commissioned by Q3 27?
So I have already mentioned by end of next financial year, we are likely to complete the capex of 200 crore for completing this. And we are expecting the full-fledged revenue from next to next financial year. That will be full-fledged financial, first financial year, getting the full revenue, estimating anything between 250 to 300 crore.
Okay. For PTS and NRE put together, all the expansion plans and whatever you have in mind, FY28, what will be the revenue potential?
So you are asking about the revenue plan for the PTS and NRE division separately, right?
Right.
And that is for the year 2027-28 or 26-27 you are?
After completion of all the projects in 27, so it's 28-29.
So 28-29 will be too early, but what I can indicate to you that looking to the our upcoming manufacturing facility, looking to the trend in the industry and our qualification being updated, and looking to the kind of exposure my company is able to take, we will be continuing the growth rate on a company level and also at the NRE business level will be maintained. It may be a little more there division wise, but overall will maintain.
So that is 40-45% of 26, right?
Yes.
Okay. And this excludes BAS and other ventures which you have still to decide, right?
Broadly, we can say yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions, please press star and one to join the question queue. The next question is from Sashank Udupa. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Sashank bhai.
Yes. wonderful, sir. First of all, thank you for such amazing numbers. My first question is on the 90 crore fundraise that is coming. Can you shed some light on that for the subsidiary company?
thank you for the question. This fundraising requirement is coming into subsidiary company. And we are very happy to inform that this will be probably one of the few or the only company in India which is having the manufacturing of the base, manufacturing of the electrolyzer, manufacturing of the fuel cell, and also the EPC and value-added services through solar in the one room. So this company naturally needs the funds as and when required to take up their expansion drive. So we are taking the funds in the first phase now. And we would like to take up this fund in next 2 or 3 months, which will help us to manufacture our second expansion of the electrolyzer and part of the expansion of the BESS facility. Thank you for the question.
Wonderful, sir. And also, I had the privilege of meeting your team at the IEW event, and they ran me through the entire hydrogen plant as well. One question I had on that front is, what triggers do you see in the medium term to long term that should be done by the government for us to, you know, streamline these orders and get more orders? Any triggers that need to happen?
Very interesting question. I would like to give a very short answer and then further explanation can be given by our business head, Chaitanya Bhai. See, we have got these triggers not now, before 2 or 3 years. And we are firmly believers about the exponential growth of this segment in years to come. At the same time, we take our decisions in interest of the company so that we don't have the overinvestment. At the same time, we don't want to left behind when the market comes, so that we have been steadily making our facilities, developing the qualifications, developing know-how, completing our TOT and completing our balance of plant engineering. So we strongly believe that in next 3 to 5 years, it will have the exponential requirements in the market. Further can be explained by Mr. Chaitanya. Hello. Thank you, sir. Sir, on the contrary of the sir's answer, we just want to give you addition on that. The market regarding the green hydrogen, what we have seen from last 2 years, it's growing exponentially, which is having some segments in the PSU as well as the private segment. We see that what firm believe and the companies believe, we just want to invest on the technology first. We want to drive on the engineering completed on site so we can make our PQ stronger. And after that, we can be develop our product in the market. So we see in next 2 years, the market should be fulfilled in a green hydrogen segment, which if you ask me on the segment, it would be on the fertilizer industries and the steel industry. And also, we are working on some commercial applications as well, like the pharmaceutical industries and different regarding the feedstock which is used for green hydrogen.
Wonderful, sir. Thank you. That's my question. And again, all the best, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from Saurabh Gupta from Financially Free. Please go ahead.
Audible. Hello.
Yes, please.
Am I audible, sir?
Yeah, you're audible, please.
So thank you for the opportunity, sir. So, sir, if I see the last 2-3 year financial of our company, margins are continuously going down. So what could be the reason behind it, sir?
Thank you for the question. I would further request our CFO to explain, but broadly, I'll tell why. If you look at our company on a standalone basis, I think your questions will be reflected back to you that our company is maintaining the EBITDA and all the numbers. And the extension of your questions can be answered on a consolidation basis because when you are making the new business, you have to get the business by compromising margin to develop the qualification and capability. So in 1 year, this portion will be completed, and I'm sure that we'll be able to give those kind of margins into other part of the business also in time to come. And our target is to maintain the same numbers in terms of EBITDA and revenue for the all company basis in time to come.
So when can we expect those type of margin reflect in our P&L from FY 2028, 2029, or if you provide some color about the timelines?
As you said, it will take 2 to 3 years.
Okay, sir. So it takes 2 to 3 years to get back to those.
Because at the same time, our company need to grow also. So
got
those
it,
numbers we are talking about on those revenue numbers.
Got it, sir. And other question that I have is, sir, if I see the order book of our company from last 3 quarters, our order book mix, if I see the NRE division is continuously going down from 34% to 25%, and currently it is around 16%. So if you could provide some color about it, sir.
As Mr. Vatsal, Head of NRE, has just mentioned that we have been developing the quality orders capability, and I think it is already completed. So by this year, we have the qualification of the solar. We'll be among the first company to complete the BESS project, fully completed on EPC basis and as a developer basis. We expect our first project to come in June 2026. So with this all actions and efforts together, you'll be able to find the numbers in coming time.
So, sir, what can be the mix we are looking for in FY 2027 or beyond, sir?
We are looking forward the mix will continuously changing towards NRE division by adding 5-7% increase in the mix every year, or maybe 10%.
Okay, at the base of Q3, sir.
Yes.
Okay, sir, got it. And any type of guidance if you want to provide for FY 2027 on for top line or margin, sir?
As I tried to reply the question in previous question also, we've been growing with a CAGR of 40-50% from last 3 to 5 years, and we expect this to be continued.
Okay, sir. And sir, about margin, sir?
Margin, I also reply to you that in the long term, maybe in the midterms, maybe in 2 to 3 years, we'll be able to maintain the margins at the same level for both the company. For standalone, we'll continue with the margin. For developing the new business, our margin may change, but it will be towards the betterment zone.
Okay. So can we expect around 12-13% margin for FY27, sir?
You're talking EBITDA level?
Yes, sir, EBITDA level, sir, for consolidated basis.
That's what we have been working for, I think we'll be successful.
Okay, sir. Got it. Thank you. That's it.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from Vignesh Iyer from Sequent Investments. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you for the opportunity. And my first question is, sir, if I heard you right, and if please correct me if I'm wrong, that you said 100 megawatt electrolyzer is what you're targeting by end of FY27, and you will require a CapEx of around 200 crores, which is phase one, right?
Mostly right.
Okay. Just wanted to know, so considering a target of 300 megawatt, you know, in times to come, so how are we planning on funding this CapEx? Are we planning on raising some fund in next year or maybe after that?
Vignesh, thank you for your question. I think Priyank has already tried to mention and reply this question. The fundraising, what we've been doing now of about 90-100 crores, along with a mix of debt, we'll be creating the facility initially to start with 100-125 megawatt of supplies of electrolyzers. And this is already covering the complete plant setup and land requirements for to go ahead with the gigawatt scale. So we will be needing some only differential amount for adding up some specific equipment. So I think one-fourth or one-fifth of the investment will take care for us to go from 100 to 300. So we may not be needing the further fund from augmenting through 100 to 300 megawatt.
Oh, okay. Got it. So basically the land cost and the structure cost is advanced in such a way that we can scale up easier in an easier way later on, right? Is what I
understand. Yeah, because we are looking forward when the time comes, our factory should be of the gigawatt scale, and we're looking forward this factory to make up to 1 gigawatt factory.
Okay. Right. Perfect, sir. Yeah, that's all from my side, sir. And thank you and all the best.
Thank you, Vignesh bhai.
Thank you. Next question is from Aditya Saraf from Swayam Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir, am I audible?
Yes, you're audible.
Just most of my questions are clear, and just one more questions that we are planning for this BESS manufacturing is want to know that what will be our component in this, whether it can be BMS assembly and or what. Please throw some light on that.
Our marketing head for the BESS, Bhavik, is sitting with us. So I'd request Bhavik bhai to attend the question.
Okay. Yes. Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, thank you for the question, sir. So sir, for initially, we are, you know, targeting by October to commission our factory, and we are targeting for, you know, 2.5 gigawatt hour factory. And for the EMS, we are, you know, trying to develop it in-house for the EMS, and for the PCS, we will be collaborating with the channel partners.
What you said that what for they are collaborating?
Sir, for EMS, as Bhavik has mentioned, that we are doing in-house, but we have already collaborated with India's one of the biggest EMS company, who is already our partner for various applications now. And that company has already commissioned the projects for the BESS, more than 300 megawatt, and orders in hand are about 1 gigawatt with them. And they've been already providing the solutions about the EMS and software for the solar, and completed more than 80 gigawatt of solar in the software side. So those valued partners will be part of us for providing EMS services. And of course, the PMS will always be the bought out. So we have lined up the strategic supply chain for the PCS with one of the India-based company.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you. That's it from us. All the best.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from Sashank Shah from SB Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. My question is regarding the BESS. So, are you planning to have the battery assembling also?
I think Vatsal Bhai has already covered the question by mentioning that yes, my battery assembly factory should be started by the Q3 for the year 2026-27. And yes, we are going ahead. Yeah.
So when you are doing fundraise for Avgat Green, so you must be diluting your stake. And how are you raising first thing?
For Advait Green, we are not diluting the stake of Advait Energy. And Advait Green on its own will go for the divestment for raising about 100 crores. And that is already owned. And our IRPR and fund head, Mr. Priyank Shah, is only taking care of the same.
Okay, got it. And your guidance of 45-50% looks very, very conservative. Like for my calculation, you can easily grow 60-70% if all your plan goes successful, like BESS, electrolyzer, fuel cells. So you can easily grow 60-70% for the next 3-4 years. If your plan goes successful. So any comment on that, sir?
Sorry, can I hear you again?
Yes, sir. What I am saying, if your every plan for BESS, fuel cell, electrolyzer, BESS EPC, then solar EPC, then transmission, everything goes successful, then you can easily grow at 60-70% for next 3-4 years. As per my calculation and the plan you have shared.
Yes. So the time ahead, the market demand will be 4A, and whatever the demand will be 4A in new and renewable energy segment, we are now building up the capacity and capability. So to mitigate and take the lead in that segment, so we are in process of the same. So that growth which you are telling can be easily attract and mitigate.
Yeah. Just wanted some confirmation. I think you are doing great job, sir. And thank you for answering my question. And sir, one last request. Sir, please say when you get an EPC order and like a base order, so please say in detail, is it EPC or balance of plant? What is the nature of actual order, sir? It will be very helpful for you.
Broadly speaking, I'm answering your question. Broadly speaking, for EPC part of the BSS is having these component. One is the supplying of the DC components, supplying of the AC components. Third, integration of AC and DC components by actual installation at the site. And fourth, by providing O&M services. These are four parts. If you look at these four parts, the first one will be about 60% or 65% of the project. And balance three is about 35%. So when you ask someone about EPC, normally it covers the balance three, not the first one, because this is a purely supplying side. So while we are developing some of the project on BESS, so we are trying to cover all four. And the first is a supplying part that is coming also under AGPL as a supplying of the BESS DC blocks, and balance three as a EPC portion. So company is getting the total exposure on the EPC by this way.
Okay, great. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from Akhilesh Rawat from Ridanta Vision. Please go ahead.
Sir, my question is answered, sir. Could you please repeat the CapEx number, sir? I didn't hear that. Could you please repeat the CapEx number, like the 200 crore and then there is something?
Yeah, I'll tell you the CapEx number, sir. Our PTS division, Power Transmission Solution division, is going with the CapEx of 100 crores. This CapEx equity we are managing from our internal cash flow and existing funds of the company. So this 100 crores will be taken care by the company on its own by debt and equity. We are going ahead for the CapEx under EGPN for developing the facility of electrolyzer and the BSS. Here, we are going with a total capex of about 180 to 200 crores. And for that, we are raising about 90 to 100 crores. These are the broad numbers.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next question is from Arvind Ratan from Capital Land. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Congratulations on a great set of numbers. I have two questions. One is on the order from Adani Clean Energy in Khavda. So you have provided details about the EPC contracts coming up for fruition this quarter. But I also want to understand if any of your BESS EPC contract order book comprises of orders from the Khavda project. And the second question,
complete the question, please.
The second question is, I understand you'll be divesting a stake at the AGPL level, right? What would be the nature of that stake divestment? Are you looking at a small minority? Are you trying to bring in a strategic? If you can provide some color on that, that would be great.
I would request you, please repeat your second question once again, please.
My question is on the Adani Green Energy, the Advait Green Energy subsidiary, the renewable energy subsidiary that you have. For the stake divestment, are you talking to a strategic or a financial partner? And secondly, what is the nature of that fundraise going to be? Is it going to be a significant minority? Is it going to be a small minority? Or I don't know, if a majority, if you're thinking of a majority.
Thank you for the two great questions. First, about the Adani Khavda. See, like Adani is coming up with the Khavda, Reliance will also come in a big way. Our focus was to complete one or two projects successfully with them. And we believe that this year by 15th of March, we'll be able to complete our first project of the 100 megawatt with Adani. I think their expansion plan needs about 5 to 6 gigawatt of solar per year. Similarly, about 4 to 5 gigawatt will be also coming from Reliance. And this is also adding to about 4 to 5 gigawatts from other companies. So what we foresee in next few years, Kutch region will be having about 10 to 15 gigawatt of new installations. So business is not at dearth. Right contractor, right facility, right team will definitely be able to take the reasonable pie of the same. So we are with this focus, we are working on the segment. And your second question about the base portion for the Khavda projects, I think we are working selectively on the base of the EPC of the base, as I tried to explain in my first last answer, that it is having the four parts. And yesterday also, we have been the lowest position for development about 300 gigawatt of solar facility on our own. So this kind of opportunity are also coming for the AGPL time ahead. And about any other questions left about the capex from your side?
No, that should be all. I just want to have a view on the state divestment and the fundraise.
See, we have never forgot the people who have helped us by investing with us in Advait Energy from year 2020. So we are, of course, will be open for the small requirement and the small funds also. And Mr. Priyank is already having the plan for the same. So you can definitely in touch with our IRPR and investment division. And we'll be happy to invite small holders also.
Got it. Okay. Thank you very much. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from Jignesh Vaidya. Please go ahead.
Yes. Sir, actually my question was regarding that such region of 10-15 gigawatt development, but as you have told that very good contractors will be able to garner a bigger share of the pie. But sir, wanted to understand that these are very big developers, so I think the margins needs to be sacrificed for bigger orders from them, right?
I think answer to question is no.
Okay. Because what we have seen in last one and a half years, maybe this, not this bigger players, but many small players who have taken EPC contracts, and because of change in few module or other commodity prices, they are not able to meet the required price that they have taken the contract at.
Yes, you are right, but I'm sure that for the bigger projects time ahead, margin will not be squeezed because the requirement are going to increase continuously, and only the good track record kind of companies will be able to secure such projects with the better margin, and they will also be able to perform.
Right. And as you had mentioned that your best target is around 1 gigawatt in next 5 years. So, wanted to understand that 4 parts of this component that you explained. So, this 1 gigawatt broadly will handle the first part. You will handle around 50% or more if you break it down?
I think you heard 1 gigawatt that I spoke about the electrolyzer facility. And for the base, we are anyway putting the 2.5 gigawatt assembly plant to be ready by Q3 this year.
Correct?
So this is the answer at the moment. And again, the 4 part, the first part which is supplying the DC block, this is what we are building the capacity. Balance 3 we are anyway doing.
Right. Understood. So final question, in few of other con calls of transmission equipment players, there were issues raised that few parts like insulator, there is a shortage, few other parts is shortage. So in your this manufacturing divisions, are you seeing a bump up in demand because a lot of transmission orders are underway next 2 years? So, any surprise we can expect in next 1 or 2 years in manufacturing side?
It's a very interesting question. First, I would like this to be addressed by Mr. Parth Gandhi, heading our business development for the PTS division. And then I'll try to further take the question after Parth is replying.
Thank you, sir. I just want to, before briefing, just want to understand your question once again, so I'd be able to better reply.
Yes, so in few con calls, there was mentioned that insulators and few other products, there is a shortage. So, and there is a lot of transmission activity coming in next 1 or 2 years. So, can we see a surprise in your manufacturing various products in next coming 1 to 2 years?
There is your question is very valid, and there is a dearth of few transmission products which you have mentioned. One of them is yes, insulators for the new upcoming transmission lines. But basically, the new whatever the transmission lines are coming up in India are basically for the higher voltages, maybe around 765 kV, 800 kV, and that too into HVDC. The technology for the HVDC products that brings that may need to bring to India, which we can think of in near future.
Okay, Chalubhai, you would like to add?
Yeah, I'm like to add. See, this company, Advait, is today standing on the foundation made by the insulator. Because our company used to have 30-40% of the total revenue coming from the insulators. And looking to this company, we have got the highest ever exposure, know-how, knowledge of insulator industry. We have supplied composite glass and porcelain from our sources and our collaborators in Russia and China over the years. Recently, as you asked that will there be any surprise, I can tell you the surprise has already come. Our country is looking forward for the new investment and the new products to come in India very fastly. And our company, to be specific here, is looking forward
to put up the assembly operations of the glass insulators time ahead, along with some specialized composite burst post insulators to be required for transmission line towers 220 kV and above. That is in the plan.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next question is from Chinmay Dhyani from Sattva Ventures. Please go ahead.
Sir, I would like to understand more on the electrolysis business. You mentioned that it will entail a capex of 200 crores, which could generate a revenue of 250 to 300 crores in 1 to 2 years post completion. So, sir, what kind of EBITDA margin can we expect from that business?
Chetan, can you answer the question, please?
So for the manufacturing, sir, the margin should be around 8 to 10%.
Okay. So
yeah. Oh. It's a net margin around 8 to 10%.
Okay. Net margin. Understood. But sir,
at yes.
Full scale, what kind of revenue can be generated from that?
For 2027-28, it will around 200 crores.
No, I'm saying like at like a full scale. When it become 100% operational, maybe next 2-3 years, FY29 or FY20.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Understood. And sir, like all these new initiatives that are you taking, like in the new energy segment, what kind of ROC profile would that be, that would initiative have? Like, would it be as compared to your initial businesses, or would it be like in, you know, ROC accretive? Because you are taking a lot of, you know, venturing into a lot of new products and segments.
Once again, can you explain ROC? Because I could not understand your question with regards to ROC.
So I am saying, sir, when you are venturing into these new segments, what kind of you know, return on capital which we can expect from these new initiatives that you are taking? Because I believe that, you know, like some of them will be have a lower margin. So from the capital allocation perspective, how you are thinking and planning?
See, for our manufacturing, our ROC is normally more than 25 to 30%. For EPC, okay, our ROC will be about 15 to 25%, and for okay, our development project, the ROC will be about 12 to 15%.
Okay, okay, understood. Thank you so much, sir. These were the few questions I
have. Yeah, yeah.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Gautam. Please go ahead.
Am I audible?
Yeah, you're audible.
Sir, I just wanted to ask one question. So there are a lot of players coming in the green hydrogen space, and a lot of big players are also entering into it. So how we see our company against those players in the next 2-3 years? Thanks.
Thank you for the question. There are some big players. There are the mid-sized players already are entering into the segment. And in next 3 years or 2 years will be the consolidation phase. Many big players may decide not to continue, and many small players have decided already to exit. And we are among the company who is sticking to the plan since last 3 years. And the kind of market and kind of product segmentation for the big player in a company like us will be totally different. The big player will be working for their own requirement of the electrolyzers, because they are into business of the molecules, not the supplying of the electrolyzers. So for supplying of the electrolyzers, I think we will always be able to have the fair chance of market, and overhead and technology cost will of course will be at our side when we are competing also with the big player. So we find that looking to our expansion plan, we will not find any challenge. Only thing, we are looking forward for the right market to come.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from Saurabh Gupta from Financially 3. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, please. You're audible.
So thanks for the follow-up. Sir, I have missed one part that you said electrolyzer plant will going to live on the 15th of March 2026. So it is for 30 megawatt or something else, sir?
Vatsal bhai, can you please answer the question?
Yes, thank you. Currently, we are aiming at the total capacity of the plant to be at a 30 megawatt of electrolyzer manufacturing from our plant. So it will be 30 megawatt.
30 megawatt.
Yes, 30.
Okay. And sir, the next question that I have is, sir mentioned recently that CAPEX for PTS is 100 crore and that will be from internal accrual and electrolyzer plus BESS is 200 crore. So is it for FY27?
Yes.
And okay. And what is the amount of CAPEX that we have incurred in 9 months, sir, if you can provide the number?
So far during these 9 months we have invested in technology adoption more than 35 crore, that is the CAPEX. Over and above we have also procured the plant and machinery and some of the civil work we have completed. So all put together during these 9 months we are very much close to around 60 crore kind of CAPEX. And by end of this year, we are likely to incur another maybe 110 crore kind of CAPEX by end of this financial year.
So means you have incurred around 60 crore in 9 months and it will go to 110 crore by the end of FY26.
Yes, am I correct? Yes, you are correct.
Okay, so means another 50 crore CAPEX in Q4.
Yes.
Okay. Got it. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you very much. That was the last question in queue. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management team for closing comments.
Thank you, everyone. On behalf of the management of Advait Energy Transitions Limited, we thank you all for joining us on our post-earnings call today. We hope we have been able to address majority of the queries. You may reach out to me or our investor relations partner, Ernst & Young, EY, for any further queries that you may have, and they would connect you with offline. Renju, we can close the call.
Thank you very much.
Thank you all.
With that, we conclude today's conference. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect your lines.